Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete Family Guide to Dementia: Everything You Need to Know to Help Your Parent and Yourself is a practical nonfiction guide for family caregivers, especially adult children supporting a parent with dementia. Written by journalist Thomas F. Harrison with geriatric psychiatrist Brent P. Forrester, the book combines accessible medical explanation with caregiving advice aimed at people who do not have clinical training. Its purpose is to help readers understand what dementia is, how it progresses, and how family roles change as the condition advances. It also addresses the emotional and logistical strain that often comes with caregiving, including communication problems, safety concerns, behavioral changes, and financial decisions. The book is positioned as a comprehensive reference rather than a narrow self-help title, making it useful both for readers newly confronting a diagnosis and for those already managing later-stage care. Its central value is that it treats dementia caregiving as a practical family challenge that requires knowledge, adaptability, and emotional steadiness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, explaining dementia in plain language for non-medical family caregivers. The book also helps readers understand that dementia care is not only about information, but about adjusting expectations. Once families grasp that the illness affects reasoning, memory, and personality in different ways, they can stop interpreting every difficult interaction as stubbornness or deliberate resistance. This shift in perspective is essential because it changes how caregivers respond. Instead of asking why the parent is acting this way, readers are encouraged to ask what the disease is doing and what response is most effective. That is a more realistic and less emotionally damaging way to approach care. The book, therefore, serves as a bridge between diagnosis and daily decision-making. It gives families enough clinical context to make informed choices without overwhelming them with technical detail. For readers who want a reliable starting point, this combination of clarity and restraint is one of the book's defining features. Secondly, reframing parent-child relationships as dementia changes family roles. This focus on family dynamics distinguishes the book from guides that concentrate only on symptoms and treatment. Dementia affects not just the person diagnosed, but siblings, spouses, and other relatives who may disagree about care, finances, or living arrangements. The book addresses these pressures by showing how the caregiving role can isolate one family member or create tension among several. Its practical value lies in helping readers recognize that emotional conflict is common and predictable. Once that is understood, families can plan for harder conversations instead of treating them as isolated crises. The book does not present a sentimental view of family care. It presents a realistic one in which affection, obligation, and frustration coexist. That realism gives the reader permission to acknowledge ambivalence while still acting responsibly. Thirdly, communication strategies for confusion, anger, resistance, and refusal. The practical significance of this advice is substantial because many family conflicts begin with attempts to reason through symptoms that are not rationally responsive. A parent may reject help, deny problems, or become defensive when confronted, and the caregiver may respond by escalating the conversation. The book helps readers see why that pattern is counterproductive. It encourages approaches that preserve dignity and lower emotional tension, which can make care safer and less exhausting. This is not simply about being polite. It is about choosing methods that fit the cognitive reality of dementia. The result is a communication framework that is both compassionate and functional. For families dealing with repeated misunderstandings, this section provides one of the clearest examples of the book's practical usefulness. Fourthly, managing safety, difficult behaviors, and the need for practical supervision, the value of this section is that it connects behavioral management to caregiving decisions families actually face, such as when to limit independence, when to ask for outside help, and when home care is becoming unsafe. These are rarely abstract questions. They are often emotionally loaded and urgent. The book helps readers understand that protecting a parent does not necessarily mean taking over everything at once, but it does require honest assessment of risk. In that sense, it prepares families to act before a crisis forces a decision. Compared with books that stay at the level of diagnosis, this one moves into the day-to-day realities of supervision and response. That makes it especially useful for readers who need concrete strategies, not just background information. Lastly, navigating guilt, self-care, finances, and later stage care decisions. The later stage material is especially valuable because many caregivers need help making decisions before they are ready to make them. Topics such as payment, placement, and the changing relationship with a parent in a facility are handled as part of the caregiving continuum, not as separate crises. That continuity is important because families often feel unprepared for the gradual but inevitable move from home support to institutional care. The book gives them a way to think ahead, which can reduce panic and improve planning. By combining emotional support with legal and financial awareness, it stands out as a comprehensive family resource. Readers gain not only information, but a better sense of how to sustain themselves while making difficult long-term decisions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adult children, spouses, and other relatives who are actively caring for a parent with dementia and need a reliable, grounded guide. It is also useful for readers who have just received a diagnosis in the family and want to understand what comes next. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It explains the condition, the relationship changes, the communication problems, the safety issues, and the later stage decisions in one organized framework. That makes it more useful than books that focus only on medical facts or only on caregiver emotions. What sets it apart in the dementia care category is its balanced perspective. It does not reduce the experience to clinical information, and it does not become purely emotional advice. Instead, it links knowledge to action in a way that reflects the real pressures families face over time. Readers looking for a comprehensive reference they can return to as the disease progresses will find this book especially valuable. If you would like to support Thomas F. Harrison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.